5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Welcome
back to our show. It is episode 8. And your flight has been delayed.
You're getting deplayed. Your flight was canceled.
Yeah. And this joke is funny if you listen to the last episode.
Yeah, you would understand if you listened to the last episode. If you didn't, suck our dicks.
Yeah, suck our dicks. So, okay. This is the episode 8 song. Okay.
That's the episode 8 song. You obviously know it because it's episode 8.
Yeah. I can't wait for us to do a live.
You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it.
It's the best theme song.
Everyone's talking about how it's the best theme song. Absolutely. Quite frankly.
Only I could have brought this theme song to the people of
America.
Quite
frankly, it is the best episode 8 song you will ever hear. Everyone is talking about how good it is. So, yep. Yeah. And welcome.
Welcome back. So, what is up?
Here's what's up. Mommy's got a UTI.
Oh, no. UTI. They should do that at doctor's offices. Guess what you got? DJ comes out. You're like, whoa, what is it? What was it? UTI.
Boom, boom, boom.
And you're like, okay, cool. That's way better than just.
What a great way of telling somebody they have cancer, right?
What a great way of telling somebody they have anything.
It's. Mesothelioma. Mesothelioma.
You're so distracted by the lights.
Yeah.
And the beat that and the fact that it's happening that you can't be that sad.
Yeah. But then they tell you have epilepsy and they start flashing the lights and then you're like, wait, no.
No, that's the one thing they haven't quite figured out.
See, we told you.
and now you get to experience the symptoms.
Good thing you're in a doctor's office.
You're prone to seizures. Like right now. Have your seizure. Yeah.
Multiple sclerosis
is hilarious.
Skrillexosis. Anyway, but
dude, man, my grandma's been real sick. She came down with multiple sclerosis. He's just like playing Bangarang in her car. Like, oh. So sclerosis is when DJ Skrillex tortures you till you die.
Yeah, no, it's really rough. It's almost like rabies.
Yeah.
It makes you afraid of others.
Yeah, if you get bit by a Skrillex.
If you get bit by a Skrillex, it's so bad.
Yeah,
dude.
Skrillex bites you.
Yeah, no, it happened to my grandmother.
And mine too.
Yeah, no, it's bad. You have to be really careful. You have to go to the doctor's office immediately so you can get the vaccines for it.
And Calvin Harris provides the vaccine.
Yeah.
What do you have? Why? Ever since Stanzi became president, all CEOs have to spend their excess salary on DJ lighting equipment for bad news.
For bad news. No, it's really
the entire EDM scene is gone. Electric Daisy Carnival is just bad news, you know?
Yeah, you go to the hospital, you're like in the hospital waiting to hear back about your like grandma. And they're like, all right. She didn't make it.
Yeah, you know it's going to be good news if somebody busts out a guitar.
They're like, we did everything we could. Yeah, I think, yeah.
That reminds me, there is a guy, I think he plays to that joke. Maybe I should try to work with him. He does like techno songs, but all of the lyrics are like really depressing facts. It's like 6 out of every 10 children in this country die of starvation. And it's very, very funny. It's so funny.
You see them walk out with a DJ set and you're like, oh, fuck. They walk out with an acoustic guitar and you're like,
yeah, you're like, oh, my God. Right, sweet.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. But I have a UTI. My issue is, yeah, like I talked to Brad about this. I'm like, you've never gone to UTI, right? No. He's like, no, because UTIs are like a girl thing.
They're for girls.
Mm-hmm. Most men get kidney stones.
Yeah, kidney stones are for boys.
Although I did have a kidney infection, so I mean,
you get a double whammy.
It can do anything. Yeah, if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can do anything.
You can get a kidney stone and a UTI at the same time.
With the
right training.
Yeah. But I was like, ah, oh, fuck. Like I'm doing some like, you know, lifestyle changes so I can avoid getting them because it is kind of annoying getting like UTIs and stuff. But I like, you know, drinking more water is like definitely important. But I'm like doing some supplements and stuff to just like
clean out
my system, you know, before it becomes an issue that I have to get antibiotics for. But basically, if you take they have like these pills, like over-the-counter pills that you can take to ease the symptoms. And like they turn your pee like bright orange and yellow, which is just a very jarring thing to like. I was like, oh, fuck, am I dying or something? I was like, is my body falling apart inside of me? Mm. But no, it just looks like someone dumped like a thing of yellow food coloring in there. Mm. And it's just a very strange thing. The body is a very weird,
thing.
But no, that's kind of what my body is up to. Mm. How about your body?
Oh, my body is excellent.
Congratulations.
Everything seems to be in order. I have no lingering pains. Everything's fine. Yeah, I wish I had more drama for you. My bowel movements are very regular. I've been attending to the gym. I've reduced my drinking down to almost nothing. So yeah, I'm trying to get back to the gym.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, things are good.
It's always I hate when I go to the doctor and they ask you about your bowel movements.
Yeah.
Because my doctor is a very hot.
You don't want to talk to him about shit.
And I'm like, I don't. You know, like literally, like I'm like, I don't do that. That's
the only time I ever had, sort of piggybacking off your kidney, you know, urine story. I've got a urine story. Did I already tell a urine story about pho on this podcast?
How I burned my dick with pho. I've heard it. I don't know if you've told it.
Told it on the podcast, but basically what happened is, a while back, I was losing weight very quickly for a commercial, and I decided to take these weird lipo pills online, and they made me crazy. Like, they were definitely some sort of amped up caffeine, but I lost weight very quickly, and I think it was the second lightest I ever was, like, in my adult life. Like, the best I ever looked was at my wedding. But prior to that, the almost best I ever looked was right before this commercial shoot, but I'd lost weight very, very quickly. And I didn't really experience any side effects other than caffeine really screwing me up, like whatever effects it was. But one day I went out to go get pho with my friend. And I always put a lot of chili oil in my pho. I like spicy food. I put a lot of chili oil in it. And I thought it was just a normal day. And then when I went to the bathroom, I took a piss and my dick lit on fire. I was never in this much pain as an adult. I was just losing my mind. I couldn't understand it. And I go out to my friend. I'm like, we need to get out of here now. And I stopped at a gas station. I was drinking a gallon of water. And I hadn't even had time to explain him what was wrong because I was just so crazy. And he's like, what are you doing? And I go, I think, and because I was thinking, because I was concentrating. I was like, I think I figured it out. What just happened is I urinated not that diluted chili oil because my kidneys were all screwed up from taking this weight loss supplement. And I needed to clear this out by drinking as much water as possible, as quickly as possible. And I was correct. You know, the next pee was fine. But it was definitely like, I remember being injured, like as a kid, as a teenager, like I've had several pretty decent sized injuries that have required like stitches and hospital visits. But like this was up there with like more painful. You know what I mean? Like I took a spill on a scooter in Bali and I like opened up. Dang, I don't even have much of a scar. But I opened up a part of my arm, like it was like a big gash, yeah, like that needed stitches. And I wasn't even like, yeah, I mean, it sucked, but I wasn't like, oh, you know, I wasn't like suffering.
Yeah.
You know, it was the injury was the injury. I held it. I went to the hospital. I took it like a man. But that urine thing with the, my kidneys were all screwed up and I quit the medicine that day. And
yeah.
I'm like, whatever happens, like they're messing with me in a way that isn't worth it.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
When I was 18, I had to get 18 stitches in my calf.
No, happy 18th birthday.
Yeah, I know, right? We were like in the hospital covered in blood.
What was the accident? None of my business. Okay. We're not allowed to talk about that yet. None of our business. So,
but basically, I had to get 18 stitches.
18 stitches.
Yeah. Crazy dark story for another time.
That's right. As long as Factor Meals keep sponsoring this podcast and we make enough money, eventually you'll hear about
we'll
this.
We'll divulge all the traumatic stories.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Yeah. We've given up a lot of personal information.
Yeah, yeah.
In these 8 episodes so far.
Yeah, we're going to be like, hey, give us more sponsorships and then we'll
give you
more.
The good stuff.
But basically, when I was 18, I get 18 stitches in my leg. It was crazy. Like, not to get too graphic, but like saw the entire inside of my leg. I was like,
that's crazy.
And so we're in the hospital. I get 18 stitches and like, when you have like a cut that big, you know, like they, I don't know if they did this with you, but like they injected the area with like numbing stuff so that
they anesthetize you so you don't feel the
which those kind of hurt on their own because it is. So like they gave me some shots so I wouldn't feel it, but I'm like sitting there, I'm watching them like stitch me back up, watching my flesh get yanked back together.
Mm-hmm.
I was like completely fine watching it. Part of it, I think, was also the adrenaline of like having a cut that big. Yeah, but like, you know, injury. I'm watching them do that. But like, similar to your thing, when I had my kidney infection, I've never experienced anything more painful than my kidneys being infected. Like anything messing around, like your kidneys, your urinary tract, like anything, like bladder stuff, like that shit hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But
I really hope we bring that
kidney
out of
infection.
This. I really hope we bring this out of this. I hope that joke comes out of this podcast. And the next time somebody's telling a sad story around us at a party, I'll be like, oh, you got cheated on. Like, why are you guys pretending like everything is a DJ club night?
That's how we should cancel people on the internet.
Yeah, like yeah. write EDM songs about them and
yeah, like Dr. Disrespect stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you're a pedophile.
Dexter Myers. That is like a interesting sort of thing dealing with being like online and seeing like it's always interesting making internet friends and then you're, you know, like sometimes you meet people and. In from the internet in real life and like you might become close with them or you might like you know you just see them in passing or stuff but you still associate with them in some sort of way or whatever and then you find out something really terrible about them and then we have to be like oh no. Like I've had to there were a few times where I was like hey Brad this person that we've been associating with I just found out something crazy about them and then we're like oh no
yeah gotta cut them off
yeah like it happens every now and then I'll like sometimes I'll look in my DMs randomly and be like hey I saw that you follow this person I'm like oh fuck
yeah
and then I'm like god damn it but it like we haven't dealt with anything
with any extremely big cancellations
the biggest one of the biggest ones I dealt with was there was this guy on TikTok and I was actually supposed to do a collab video with him. And then like, I think the next day it came out that he like gave chlamydia to like a bunch of chicks. He was like a bunch of girls.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. And then like the girl, like the main girl that he had given it to, she had a bunch of fucking followers. So like everyone saw. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah, and he actually seems like he's doing just fine, you know, 2 or 3 years later.
But then he got canceled again because he, like, did one of these weird schemes with, like, a homeless woman, which is right up your alley of things that you
I know. And I definitely addressed that in a video.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, like, cancellation sometimes, like, unless you DM'd a minor, cancellation is very difficult to stick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can say racist stuff. You can give a lady chlamydia. You can screw over a homeless person. The thing, okay, so quick side note on screwing over the homeless people is like, when a homeless person gets exploited or screwed over, they have no voice. I've said this before, they have no voice. But recently, a video came out about another kindness influencer exploiting a homeless person. And according to this woman, the kindness influencer gave her money on camera and then took it back, right?
Right.
And this woman on a different channel, different video, and I don't know if I want to spend too much time on this because I hate it. But on a different channel, we see this homeless woman who's definitely an addict say straight up, yeah, he took the money back. And in the comments, they're like, don't listen to her. She's a meth head. She's a crackhead trying to smear his name.
Yeah.
Why would you trust her? And this goes back to like one of my big core problems with that type of content is that when you are exploiting a compromised population, if that person tells the truth about you, it's like you screwed me over, you haven't been paying me, you're lying to your audience, the audience immediately going to attack that person, say that they're a drug addict, they're a crackhead, and they can't be trusted. Like that's one more shield that the fucking kindness influencers use. I stumbled across an account recently that makes me crazy. Almost every video is about giving extraordinary amounts of money to homeless people. 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. And they always have the same setup. Apple or cigarette or like, can you help me buy this food? They always have this moral choice, right? And they say they're going to give out this extraordinary amount of money. And then while they're talking to the homeless person, they spend like 5 minutes interviewing them. And the interviews always go the same way. Oh, I was sad. So I did drugs and the drugs made me lose my job. And now my family won't talk to me. And this is why I'm homeless. So I wish with the praise and recognition of God that one day something great might happen. Did I mention that I did drugs? You know, it's these very static, shitty narratives that are definitely being told by actual homeless people. And I can tell that based on the context of the video. But the point is that then the guy will hand him fake money. It is fake money. It is play money. He has play money. Right?
Brad would know because Brad has a lot of play money.
I do. I use play money all the time. And some of the people, I made a video about this, that it didn't go like super viral, but people were commenting. They said, oh, well, I'll bet he comes back and gives them the real money. And I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Even if they come back to give them money, it's not the amount that they say.
Yeah, I bet he's definitely coming back
with $30,000
in cash.
You know, and the account, I'll just call him out. It's Chris and Jasmine on YouTube. They're terrible. Every video is like, I gave him $30,000, $50,000, $40,000. This person's giving out $30,000 to $40,000 a fucking week.
Yeah.
With a million followers. Like, I don't care if you are a millionaire. $30,000, $40,000. So let me get this straight. You're giving away minimum 100 grand a month for your YouTube channel that is not making you 100 grand a month. Mm-mm. And this is okay. You're definitely, and though you just got the fake money because it's a prop, right? You don't want to walk around a homeless encampment with cash. Like, it's so fucked up how the audience immediately, like, sort of, even when presented with the evidence that the narrative is bullshit, these guys are clearly being coerced into the interview, they're giving fake money, the audience will go head over asshole,
yeah,
doing mental somersaults to say, like, well, I'm sure they still helped him somehow. It's crazy.
It is. Yeah, it is very frustrating.
Okay, I
and
guess.
Like, we were talking about this before we started recording, but like, you certainly don't.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think a lot of people think that, like, content creators make way more money on the apps than we do in reality. Like,
yes.
People have been like, when we were doing like fundraising things for like Palestinian relief, like, people were like, why don't you just pay this $1 million? Like, we know that you're making, I was like, you think I'm making $1 million?
Yes.
I was like, if I was making that much money, I would not be living in the, I mean, I really like my apartment and stuff, but, you know,
yeah,
if I had $1 million, I could afford, I could, yeah, you know, like, think about, like, if I was making $1 million, like, a year, like, I could think about, I don't know, things like buying a house or something, like, buying any sort of property. Like, you are not making a lot. You give these apps too much credit.
Yeah.
We're not making that much money
from the
apps.
I think they've been tricked by, like, the finance bros and the assholes who, like, rent a Lambo and, like, just take sort of deceptive photos in, like, a private plane sort of set instead of being on a private plane.
Yeah.
And so you have this large segment of the internet population that is wholly dependent on convincing you they're richer than they are. And if you believe some of them, you look at their follower numbers. You know, I think this is related to, like, the finance sort of sector of the internet, because they're always being like, how I make $1 million a year as a 22-year-old day trader. And so, like, I'm not saying everybody believes those, but when enough of them are put into the internet ecosystem, there starts to become this idea that anybody over a certain follower count is like rich beyond belief. Like you and I have a couple million followers.
We have, between the two of us, we have almost 20 million.
Yeah. And we're on, I would say we're on like the working stiff side.
Yeah.
Of this.
Like I got, Brad and I checked our emails today and we each got an invoice from Meta for like 20 cents or like 60 cents.
Yes. I
got another one for five cents.
Correct. While sitting here, I received a Meta invoice for 62 cents. Thanks to a live I did on Instagram. So I made 62
hard work. Yeah.
cents. And another one, which was from someone who gave me a Facebook star for 3 cents. Like
it ain't much, but it's
work. No, I do make substantially more off like YouTube ad revenue and TikTok. Like
I'm lucky enough that I can pay rent with just YouTube.
But I think that a lot of the sort of hyperinflation of people's perceptions of us is because they don't really see content creation as, you know, a lot of people, even though they like content creators, they don't really see it as a respectable job.
No.
You know, they're like, whatever, he just shakes his ass on camera, or like she just puts on makeup and gets a billion views. And to an extent, like there are people who do that. You know what I mean? Like the segment of the population that you're critical of, you know, that's what I consider to be influence. Like the word influencer, I use it fairly liberally, but in my head, you know, someone who is an influencer is popular because of how they look, or
it's
just
like lifestyle
stuff. Or it's like lifestyle, or just their personality. Like this person is so damn attractive, or their lifestyle seems so cool that I'm going to follow them no matter what, even though they don't do anything particularly funny, intelligent, you know, interesting. They're very relatable because you want to be like them.
But like when you're writing scripts and stuff and you're doing like, I'm like, what makes that different than anyone that is writing for like a Hollywood thing, you know?
It doesn't, but
it's just a different format. It's just the internet versus like mainstream media.
But we're not like the poster children of the sort of YouTube creator economy. Like you and I are not the D'Amelios. We're not the, you know, we're not like the Jordan the Stallions. Like they are people who, you know, through their personalities and their looks, they've developed these extraordinary, you know, accounts. And to me, I view them as like lottery winners. Like you were placed in like an amazing position. You managed to come up with a thing that worked for you, that you get to repeat over and over and over again, ad nauseum forever.
Like, do you know about the Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah. I mean, she's a great example.
Like, but she basically had that like meme go viral, which I was like, okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You and I shrugging our shoulders like, I know, here we go again.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Like to me, like that's not comedy gold. I mean, maybe I just don't get it. But I was like, all right.
Well, but like, I do get it, but I don't see it as the basis of
career. It was very like Barstool Sports esque, sort of like that's something I would see like Barstool jumping on or something. But
and
like
they did.
Yeah, but then I saw like an article that was like, oh, she's moving to LA to like become like an influencer. And I was like, that is crazy. Like you have one hit and now you're planning on moving to LA. And it was like, oh, Hawk Tua girl is like in talk with some production company to start a reality show about her life. And I was and then someone was like, I've never watched a meme die so fast.
Well, people have done more. To be fair, I think people have done more with less. And I do want to see how this plays out, because at the end of the day, don't forget, she's also an attractive white girl.
Yeah.
Which puts her at an extraordinary advantage. Her personality is fun. Like the Hawk Tua interview is something that most girls wouldn't be as broad about, which is why it went viral. The reason why it went viral is because she came at that subject with energy. She came at the idea of giving a blowjob with extraordinary energy and enthusiasm, which you usually don't see outside of mainstream pornography.
But I saw like an interesting video basically saying about like talking about why it's not going to work out. And the person was like, she didn't release her social media for like way too long after, like everyone was trying to find her social media and she didn't release it for too long after. And then when she did release it, it was almost very serious, like lifestyle stuff, but based on the joke, Like, that is a joke that is going to garner more attention from the male population.
Yeah, I mean, your concern is that she will develop a male audience, and if she wants to do lifestyle makeup stuff. Yeah, I mean,
that is like a
stuff,
male, like, girls aren't going to find that as entertaining as, like, dudes would. Yeah. If you're making a joke about having, like, giving a blowjob that's, you know, like, and being really enthusiastic about, like, sucking dick. Like, yeah, that's going to be not as interesting to the female population, but she's, like, catering her content to women
and that's
who
not
aren't
work.
Going to be as interested.
She should just be like a raunchy hawk to a, like,
well,
drink
someone
beer.
Was like, she should have started an OnlyFans. If she started an OnlyFans,
would have slayed.
It would have gone crazy.
She would have monetized. She might not have been, it might not have kept up for a long time, but it definitely would have made a pretty penny for the next couple of months.
And I'm not, you know, that's not, no one should feel forced to do an OnlyFans or anything, but you know, but if
but
she
that's the
did,
best financial decision.
Yeah, I mean, right, because if you're, you know, the interview is very sexually charged.
Yeah,
and like, you know, but it is sort of interesting watching different creators kind of pop up into.
I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll wind up hanging out with her. Like, we'll see her at a party.
I know. Yeah, yeah. If she stays in LA,
it
is fucking
expensive.
It's
an expensive city. Oh boy.
Well,
oh,
that's
boy.
The thing is that, like, you know, I had gone viral a few times. Several times.
You and I have gone viral like dozens of times over the course. Yeah. Like that's what it takes to pay the bills as a person making like primarily short form
content.
Yeah,
like I have pretty consistent views on YouTube, but not consistent views on TikTok. But if I can get one hit on TikTok like a month, then I'm making like at least $2,000.
Yeah, then it'll
be
fine.
You have one video that pops off on TikTok, that video itself based on the creator, like the creativity program.
Yeah, creativity payment program or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, like that. The creator rewards program. Mm. You will, if you get like one good video that has a hit, depending on the RPM, because the RPM changes all
it
the fucking time, which is so crazy.
It's so like, crazy with no explanation.
Yeah, it'll just be, because like my most recent viral video, it has almost 4 million, but the RPM was like 57 cents. Mm. And then I had one that like didn't get a lot of views and it was like 98 cents. And I was like, oh, cool.
Who decides this? There's just like a gerbil like picking arbitrary numbers.
Yeah.
Somewhere
like,
TikTok
I don't
HQ.
Want you to make that much money. Yeah. This looks like it's going to be a banger. So you get less.
Boo you. We don't want to give you too much money.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You can make like $2,000 off one video, but like it is so, like I posted a video yesterday and it like hasn't even broken like 10,000 views. It's TikTok is so annoying.
TikTok is the most inconsistent. Instagram's been treating me really well lately, but at the end of the day, it's all like, it's all the ebb and
flow.
But
Instagram also pays the least.
Instagram pays
garbage.
You
had like your video that got you a lot of money. You got like, it was like 60 million
views. Yeah, I got
views.
Like 50 million views.
It was crazy.
The payout of that month was like $5,000.
Yeah.
And like $5,000, like, look, I'm not going to say no to $5,000,
but
the sort
on
of
how
proportion
many views got,
of views to like pay out, like if I got 53 million on a monetizable video on TikTok, it would be three times more. YouTube, probably 4 to 5 times
more. Oh yeah,
Facebook,
which is crazy.
6-7 times more.
Yeah.
So I mean, 53 million views is nothing to joke about. And you know, like once I did that, I'm like, oh, I can relax for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, but it's like, so it is like a gamble.
Yeah.
You know, cause like if you get something like that, you're like, oh, okay, I'm good for like the month. And then, but what about next month?
Yeah.
What if you don't get a hit, you know? Then you're like, oh, fuck. And then you're kind of...
Just time to chase the dragon again.
Yeah, it is like chasing the dragon constantly. But yeah, no, these apps have all these... And then like, you know, Brad and I dealt with the thing on Facebook because like we both had issues with Facebook recently and getting like demonetized.
For like no good reason.
And like when you get demonetized on Facebook, like... You can't reach out to anyone.
Yeah.
You have to pay them money if you want to speak to someone to talk about your account. And it's like, you're like, you reach out to them and, or like you try to go and like appeal like a violation. And it's like, well, now it goes to the council. And if you want to speak to the council, well, you need to pay us a dowry.
Yeah.
It's like this weird thing. You're like, you need several crystal coins in order. You have to go and like scour the earth for the crystal gems.
Collect
if you want
them
to
and present them to
speak
us.
Speak to the council. You must present them to the council with a human sacrifice if you want to appeal this violation, young one. And then you're like, yeah, so it's like the fucking...
It's easier to just track down Mark Zuckerberg and shake him and say, hey, remonetize me.
Give me my money.
With how much of a hassle their like customer service team is.
And then TikTok on the other end of things, sometimes Brad and I just need to vent about these apps. But like TikTok did this fucking crazy thing recently where they were like, so they have like their whole like messaging system. At one point they were like, hey, do you want to open up the chat to talk to everyone? And I'm like, I certainly don't.
Yeah.
Because if I open up the chat, then like I know it's going to
be garbage.
It's going to be crazy.
And like, yeah, they would send you a notification like every week. Like,
every
are you
time.
Sure you don't want
to,
you know,
it started
open it
to
up
be
to
like,
everybody?
Every time you would open your notifications, it would be like, you sure you don't want to open up this chat to everyone? I'm like, I'm pretty sure, TikTok.
And now they're like, well, here it is.
They were like, well, you got no choice.
You got them. And I have 200 requests, more than that.
And yeah, like,
and I'm like,
a lot of them
I'm
are
never
going
to open this.
Yeah. A lot of them are just people sending stickers to you. And I'm like, thank you.
Yes, I don't care. Like children sending stickers to me. I'm never going to respond.
Like, I technically my DMs are like, I have requests on Instagram, but Instagram, you have to go look for the requests. They're like, we're going to keep them over here.
Yeah,
you don't have to look.
It's a little tougher, but even on Instagram, my request message like is.
Sometimes they get in there and you're like, ah.
Yeah, I'm like, how'd you get in here?
Like you can turn them off, but like, you know, sometimes people send me things that I'm like, ah, this is kind of interesting. So I keep them on, but I'm like, I could turn it off. TikTok was like, no, you can't do that anymore. And so then I turned off them completely. Yeah, so they made it so that like people can send you message requests. And like, especially as a woman, like
you get
some
a lot of weird, crazy
stuff
crap.
Sometimes. Yeah. Like, you know, there'll be guys that are like feet pics. Day 300 of asking for
feet
pics.
Yeah.
And I like even noticed he skipped a few days and I was like, hey, you didn't send this 300 times. Yeah, I was like, you're a fucking liar. So now you're a liar and a weirdo.
I mostly get like young people being like, I love your stuff. I'm so inspired.
I do get a lot of-
Can I be in a video? And I'm like, no. And then like every once in a while I get somebody to be like, oh, I'm going to kill you and kill your family. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's the internet. Like that's the internet. If you have a platform, people are gonna tell you to go fuck yourself,
tell you to
and to kill
yourself, and you gotta
and
be
like
no,
you can't really take that to heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's gonna happen. It's probably some fucking jackass kid who wants to send a funny message.
You just
like,
think about it like if a nagging mother was like, "You need to eat more vegetables."
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Yeah,
you
can't respond to the "you should kill yourself" comments. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, you're just kind of like, I don't think so.
Whatever, you're wrong.
Yeah, like all of a sudden I'm just going to be like, well, since you said something.
Pikachu Lover 6 said, kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
So I decided to abandon my family and really put it in the bucket. But in a certain sense, now here's what I will say. I do believe that people telling you to kill yourself and trolling you online is a necessary part of the internet environment. I believe if you truly become a shitty person, if you truly are enacting bad stuff, everybody has a certain level of, you know, sort of like suicide suggestions that they can handle. You know what? I can handle probably about 30 a day. You know, I'm pulling that number.
Oh, yeah. I could handle about 40 or 50.
Look at you. But I'm saying, like, if it starts to get to the hundreds or thousands, you know, it has to be proportional to the number of followers you have. So if you have 6 million followers and 200 of them are telling you to kill yourself every day, that's probably something you should tolerate.
We do have some friends that get a lot of hate on their videos.
Who gets the most hate?
Probably TX2.
Yeah. TX2 does get the most
hate. And sometimes we do. I know that some people, listen, let me just say something. He is one of the nicest people.
He's a sweet boy.
He is a really
and
sweet
boy. So is Cam.
Boy. Like he always checks in. He'll like call.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're just being like, how are you? Let's get dinner. Like he is, and not in like a flirty sort of way. Like he's just like a genuinely good friend.
Yes, he does get more kill yourself requests than we do.
Because sometimes we do collab posts with him and then we get like,
we get a little bit of flack.
I'll get people being like, Stonzy, how could you? And I'm like, ah, come on, you guys.
Come on. He's just a young guy trying to be a rocker.
Yeah.
Like, I never had, I just like, in my opinion, I never had anybody really, any like not even family, anybody even support my artistic endeavors when I was young. Like, it was just me and my friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I could have like had like an older actor to like help me out with like videos or music or something, I don't know, would I have been a better person? I don't know, but I like being sort of the older dude that they can call in for skits when they need somebody who like looks like a priest.
He called me the other day because he was like, when we were at the premiere for Horizon, I was like in the middle of like the like food, like kind of like happy hour thing they did beforehand, mm-hmm. and I was like, ah, I'm getting a call from Evan.
What do you
want? I was like, hello. And then he was just like, hey, I have this like idea for a skit. And like, I want to know if you think that this is like, what's a funny thing to take out of an oven? And I was like, plan B. And then he was like, you're right. That's
perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so I was like, okay, I'll talk to you later. But like, yeah, no, like I personally, because I can deal with a lot of hate. And there are some times where I post a video or like an opinion or something and I get like an abnormally like large amount of hate for whatever video or like thing that I said, but never to that extent. Yeah, like we see people with
the music scene, particularly hard rock, is known for drawing very defined battle lines.
Yeah,
you know, it's been that way since I was a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the metalhead kids didn't like Linkin Park, and if you liked Linkin Park, you were lame
because
that's not real hard rock.
They were all
rock.
Against emo and scene kids for a while.
Yeah, like it's one scene that like, you know, does.
And then there's infighting.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of infighting. So in a way, like, it's, you know, for him, it does come with the territory.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
People like, oh, he's an industry plant. I know the guy. If he was an industry plant, he wouldn't need our help at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he definitely grinds it a lot. So
it does make me think about when sometimes people on the internet would call me an e-girl and I'd be like,
that ain't me.
I was like, I'm way too old to be called an e-girl. Yeah. I was like, I was in this scene forever.
Well, everybody who sort of looks like semi nerdy, like they might play video games, is referred to as an e-girl. People called my wife an e-girl. I was like, whatever. However you want to define people, that's fine. But
yeah,
Belle Delphine really, it solidified that as being a part of our culture.
Yeah.
Like what an e-girl was, like the sort of waify girl sitting on a gamer chair with the headphones on. You know, who does cosplay in her spare time and collects squishmallows is like an entire aesthetic.
Yeah, we definitely, I don't think either one of us gets too much hate, though. But I'm trying to, I don't think we know anyone else that gets as much hate as TX2 does.
No. Well, good luck, Evan.
Good luck, Evan.
Good luck. You got a nice 4-minute spot on our podcast that we talked about you.
Yeah, we support you and your music.
We shouldn't tell him we talked about him. We should have him find this organically.
Oh, I think that's very funny. Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to be like, look, we were talking about you. You should be, all of our friends, one of our friends saw us at VidCon and said he was listening to our podcast, and that made me feel very happy. If our friends are like listening to our podcast,
who was it?
It was Brandon Rogers.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Brandon.
That's one of the things he said. He's like, your guys' podcast is amazing. Now, maybe he just saw some clips and wanted to be nice.
Yeah.
But like, you know, for friends to compliment the podcast, like we're working really hard here.
And we love Brandon. Yeah, we love and support Brandon. Clever we think character. Brandon's very talented and cool.
Yeah,
very
talented character. Yeah. VidCon was one hell of a party. I liked that a lot.
Did we? Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about VidCon.
No, I think it's been since VidCon that we've
recorded. That was a very interesting experience. I think Brad had more fun than I did.
I met quite a few people. I got to do some collabs
we
with
did
people
meet
I
some
liked.
Very cool people.
Yes. The creators I met there were really cool, who I'd already followed. And I set up some friendships that I think might last at least a year. I did a collab there that did very well on YouTube. So like, you know, and I got to suss out sort of the environment a lot more. Like Stanzi and all my friends were all invited guests and I never did any legwork on this. So I was just some jackass trying to sneak into places.
Oh God, that
security
was
so tight.
Rough. It was worse
security
than Coachella.
Security was very tight. They really...
it was worse than Coachella.
They made me change my bag out.
Yeah.
They made
Coachella,
me
take...
Coachella, we snuck into
places. We snuck into the artist guest area. Like three times.
I know, but VidCon, there were tons of security. They must have had some like real problems with people sneaking into places before or something. But there
was
just
such like
they took their job very
their
seriously.
Their system was like, also I heard that like VidCon is like low-key kind of like a dying art. Yeah, like they were looking for a buyer this year apparently, and next year they're moving it to a smaller hotel, like all the other stuff, because it was at the Marriott. Mm. But I guess they're moving it to like a smaller hotel.
I mean, I feel like they definitely didn't need that much space, you know, like the place. It wasn't as packed as, say, Anime Expo.
Yeah.
Anime Expo
But that is something I think that's always going to have
Anime
people.
Expo was popping off. It was crazy.
Yeah. But like VidCon, it was just kind of like, I feel like I just mostly went to things that were adjacent to VidCon. Like that's the thing, is that we went to like a lot of like parties that were adjacent to VidCon, mm-hmm, and we didn't really do a lot of VidCon stuff.
Well, VidCon, I feel like it's for the fans. Like it's for people who legitimately want to meet and get a signature with a certain YouTuber.
It was nice seeing those people. Like it was nice, you know, seeing people and like, you know, talking to them a little bit. But yeah, like there were like certain areas that we couldn't get into because we had too high of like a status in like the passes that they gave us. And then there were places that we couldn't get into because we didn't have a good enough pass.
Yeah, they were like, oh no, you're not a special invited guest times two.
Yeah, it was like, you're not an ultra special
guest. This is the lounge for speaker invited industry passes.
Yeah, this is super duper special guest.
Super duper industry.
Yeah.
Unless your name's on the billboard, you don't get in.
Yeah, it was like, because I was a speaker. Yeah. Like I was paid to go and do a panel. Mm. And yet they were like, well, you're not a featured creator.
Yes, you're not a featured
creator.
So
you can't access like this, 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 and this. Like they even had like at the TikTok party, they had like a little like red carpet thing that you could walk and take pictures. And they were like,
Yeah, there were, that's right. There were two. Only. There were two red carpet areas. One for like the normies, and one for featured creators only.
Yeah, we were like,
and you know, not to be a dick or anything, but my numbers are way higher than some of those guys. So like, and so are yours. So I don't know. I think
it was just strange.
I think that it was another thing. I gleaned from it was that I don't think I'll ever be like an invited guest or an industry guy because
it's tough
because I'm such a dickhead.
I mean, I am too.
Yeah, we're too.
I think the reason that I was like, because it wasn't like VidCon that asked me to be there. It was YouTube, and it was like my YouTube partner managers were like, "Hey, we want you to be on this like panel," and it's because they know and like me.
Yeah,
but I'm like, you know, I don't think. You know, I don't often assume that I'll get invited to those things because
they want like Shirley does safe, makeup account and you know
which you know nothing against them
nothing against them it's but just Brad that's and not I us. Really,
yeah it's not us and so we kind of watch like that side of like the internet get invited to a ton of shit and then we're kind of like
I know well we should I mean we're still very lucky to be where we are
like
the dark humor. Genre. I feel like on TikTok, YouTube in general, like it's not big.
It's
you know
not,
what I mean?
No.
It's tiny. Like anybody who does even a remotely sarcastic skit or parody, I usually follow. And like, I think I only need 10 fingers to count the number of like dark creators I feel like are making a living off of it.
Yeah.
You know, even like Churdley's is a very popular like comic creator, but I wouldn't call his stuff dark. I would call it like character driven and like he doesn't do any, you know, I like him a lot. I don't think he does any like suicide jokes and I'm like constantly trying to find suicide jokes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. He does get away with like some
stuff. He dabbles but he, you know, he's sort of like him he's sort of on the like the lighter side.
Yeah. He's also someone that recently really found like a hit.
Yeah, he found a hit series, with the Mormon series and like that series is very very good. But I think you and I we're at a good clip and we're very lucky to be like to have made it this far without being banned. Like tons of the dark accounts that I used to like in like 2-3 years ago on TikTok, they've all been banned.
Yeah, a lot of them do get
like,
banned.
There was a guy who did tons of kidnapping jokes and I loved him. I'm forgetting his name right now, but he got banned like 3 times and he just gave up.
Yeah, no, it's rough. TikTok is especially really.
I've had to change a lot. People always ask me.
Oh, I do
like,
too.
They're
yeah.
like, bring back the Scumbag Dad series, bring it back. I'm like, guys, I cannot bring back Scumbag Dad because I can't do it right anymore. Like the series was meant to be a violent, depressing look at like a manipulative psychopath, like and his relationship with the child. And the whole goal of the Scumbag Dad series was to eventually make the child more unhinged than the dad because they've had such this horrible upbringing and they think, you know, crimes are fun and, you know, addiction is fun and like people are tools. Like they eventually, my long game for that series was to have the kid take over the gang, start killing main characters. And sort of like I had sort of a big sort of next level plot that I just abandoned because it's like, it felt like I wasn't building towards that anymore.
Yeah. And I had like a pretty successful series for a while, which I still do every now and then, but it was my Animated Men I Would Sell My Body To series.
One.
I loved that too.
I feel
too.
Like you did one to Toji.
I did. Yeah. No, I did one like relatively recently, but I used to have like when I first started doing those, it was like at least once a week I would have one. But like those videos got like they would get taken down. And this was before TikTok really started like hitting me with all that stuff. Like before I got like permanently banned because I got permanently banned on there once. But they would take it down and I would re-upload it and they would take it down and I would re-upload it. And I would just keep doing that until it stuck. And eventually I was like, I can't do this anymore because I was getting hit with too many violations. Yeah. And eventually they were like, now you're banned from posting for a week or like whatever. And so it was really tough because that was a very sexually explicit series where I was saying crazy things about like what I wanted to do to these like animated men. And so like I did have to scale back on my language a lot and with certain violent stuff because like a lot of my stuff was like either like I would say something very sexually explicit or I would say something or like do something that was like violent and I would use like fake blood and whatever. Like I had a lot of I do a lot of murder gags. I think we both do.
Yeah, so. a lot of murder gags.
But
wonder why they won't make us a featured creator. Could you imagine us on that billboard? Like, oh, it's Brad Sonzi. Like, isn't that the guy who did a suicide joke like a week ago?
Oh yeah, the guys that they do a lot of drugs.
She's the one who wants to have sex with Levi and talks about
it.
Yeah. We're gonna put the chef. We're gonna put
the chef here.
Jeff Cooks. That's safe. And on that note.
If you don't want to get banned, maybe don't make maybe too many get a murder normal gags. Job. Or a normal job,
just get
too.
A different job.
Just get a different job.
Just be an orthodontist.
But that too, because Brad does both.
Works for me.
Yeah, you can do anything.
As long as it's being an orthodontist.
Yep. As long as you have orthodontist work as a backup.
Yes. Here's some advice, kids. As long as you're an orthodontist, you can do unhinged
anything.
Jokes and not worry about losing everything.
And on that note,
goodbye, our friends.
This has been fun, but we have to go. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.